welcome to Big Blend Radio's Food, Wine, and Travel Show, where we go across country and travel the world with members of the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. Let's go. Hey, everyone. We're super excited to welcome back travel writer and photographer Corey Solomon back on the show. She's going to be taking us to Torrance, California, Los Angeles area, basically her backyard that she kind of rediscovered. Her article about it is up on blendradioandtv.com. The link is in the radio show notes, whether you're watching this on YouTube or Facebook or listening on Acast, iHeartRadio, Spotify, all those places. We love this. Corey is also the president of the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. And of course, we've been doing these shows for years. And they just came back from their conference that was at sea on the Discovery Princess. So she's going to tell us about that at the end of the conversation. But first, we're going to talk about Torrance, California. So welcome back, Corey. How are you?
I'm great. Glad to be back.
Hey, so this is your neighborhood that you basically rediscovered. And I think that's something important, is to kind of go search out the communities near you. So this is the greater Los Angeles area, right? For people flying in or maybe have never been there.
Well, it's actually really close to LAX. I live north of there. So it's probably about, depending on traffic, 30 to 40 minutes, because
you have to travel
down that wonderful 405, which is always full of traffic.
Yeah, well, that's why we have wine and breweries, like the Red Car Brewery. I want to get into that because, well, Torrance has some interesting, history. And I think it's kind of fun because it goes back to some of your roots as in real estate, right? And I want people to know about the Written Palette. Go there. That's Corey, therittenpalette.com. That is Corey's website. Did I get it right? I'm not looking at my notes.
I did it.
Okay. But I know that you did a little bit of real estate in life, right? And so.
Yes, I did.
And this connects kind of in a way with Torrance's history of someone's vision saying, hey, we're going to make a town here.
Yes, it does. I mean, and, to me, history is part of a town. And in this case, it's the design of the town reflects today on the way the city functions.
Yeah, well, so there was a town developer, his name's Torrance, right? Or they named it after Torrance?
Yes, it was named after Jared Sidney Torrance.
Okay. And then they got Olmsted to come in, which I think Fred Olmsted is like the person behind designing the Biltmore Mansion in Asheville, and also designed a lot of the North Carolina Arboretum in Asheville. But they have a beautiful statue of him there. But he is like the landscape architect of America, the father of landscape architecture. And he worked very much with nature being the backdrop. It's kind of like the landscape architect that if Frank Lloyd Wright, they should have had a business together, quite frankly. I always think that because they worked, they didn't want to ruin nature. And I think the way Torrance was built, and it was really interesting reading your article about this, that they understood about how life would work where the industry side is, when the industrial section versus where people are living and airflow and all of that. That's pretty amazing.
Well, I think also because they're close to the ocean and that goes back to nature, they took that into consideration, the ocean breezes, bringing that into the community.
So kind of like wineries.
Yes.
Well, I'm just going back to, I know what you do, wine tasting, But so they bring this together, this history. And so was it first like a bedroom community, basically?
It was more of that. But, during World War II, I would say it was a bedroom because during World War II, they bring people, actually backwards. They brought people to San Pedro, which is right next to Torrance. And then a lot of them lived in downtown LA. So basically the defense industries were down in that area during World War II and thereafter.
Oh, wow. Yeah. Because then you even have Camp Pendleton South and Oceanside, south
Well,
of
you
here.
also have a lot of the refineries are there too. The oil refineries on along, I think along El Segundo Boulevard, if I remember, or is it Hawthorne Boulevard? You've got those too. They're not in per se Torrance, although there were some refineries, and probably still are some refineries.
It's interesting going back because when you think of LA and the whole region, right? It used to be orange groves and it's how it
Avocado
developed.
trees.
Really? Oh, wow. Well, Fallbrook has those now. They stole them. They were like, I'm doing that and I'm doing coffee. I think they're doing coffee now too and wine. But kind of interesting seeing this development and thinking about these historic neighborhoods. How did they become something and a destination? So the beach behind me in this picture, you took this photo. Tell us a little bit about the coastal side of it. How fast can you get to the beach if traffic is nice?
There, well, if you're in Torrance, it's not that far because, Torrance only has 1.5 miles of beach, but you're the different, from what I'll say, the 405 where you probably get off to go to Torrance to the beach, I would say it's what? I don't know how many miles, but I'd say it's maybe 10, 15 minutes
Oh,
from
that's cool.
405.
That's nice. That's quality of life then for families. So is it, do you think it's a family-friendly community?
Yes, it definitely is. And it's a com very community oriented. One of the things I noticed when I was there is, especially when I was taken around by the ambassador there, is she knew everybody and everybody came up and started talking to her. And it just, that sense of community was definitely there.
And so that was Debbie, I think, from Discover
Debbie Hayes.
Torrance. And everyone, discovertorrance.com is a website to check out Torrance. And it's in the article and everything too. But I was going to say too, so it's family friendly, but then shopping, we're getting to the holiday season. So I got to bring this up. So like, if you want to go fashion, this is the place, apparently.
Yes, they've got the Del Amo Fashion Center there with lots of stores. It's one of the biggest, one of five biggest shopping malls in the United States. So it's quite large. I mean, I didn't walk the whole mall, but I've walked part of it. And, it's got
Wow.
all those good stores that you like to go to. Many people like to go to.
Well, how far are you from or close are you to the fashion district in LA, which I've never done.
No,
So
that
it's got
would
to,
be a longer, that's
oh,
not
it is long. So it's
it.
not connected at all.
It's
It's just,
down, it's not connected, and that's in downtown LA. So, like we were talking about for the defense industry and taking the red, which they took the red car to downtown town where they live, it would be probably about the same amount of time. But I would say that's going downtown from there, 40 minutes to an hour, depending on traffic.
yeah. Well, that's nothing for us that travel the country full time. Like an hour? Nothing.
But when
But
you're
and not
working, you look at it
yeah,
differently.
yeah.
I'm
Even though
laughing because
for
I just came off a meeting earlier today about congestion park pricing that they're trying to get in LA. And I'm like,
wow.
anyway.
All right. Well, listen, let's move forward on the red cars because I know you wrote about it, you talked about a brewery. And the red car is part of the history. You've got murals there. I love the public art, and you got some great photos, great parks, obviously beaches. So quality of life seems to be the main thing for Torrance is to have quality of life for the community. But tell us about the red car history because you did get into that in your article. Obviously, you have a passion for it, and then there's a brewery named after it.
Well, it was kind of interesting because when we were there, we were pointed out this red car. From when we were up in the urban tree house.
Oh yeah,
And
the tree house. Oh my gosh. So this
yes,
is a real tree
and
house you can get up into.
so it's very accessible. It's designed for accessibility.
Oh,
But
nice.
so they pointed it out and I thought, and then I saw the mural and then obviously the name of the Red Car brewery, they all tied in. So I started doing some research about the Red Car and its significance. And then I found the story. And I remember, because I'm a native of Los Angeles, I remember the you know, the elect, I didn't really see the red cars, but I remember the electric tracks that were on many of our streets here in Los Angeles. So I knew there was a history, and knowing what they're trying to do now, they took out all those electric car tracks, which I think they still have some in Torrance, but I could be wrong. I thought I remember seeing them. And I think, you know, it's all part of our, it is part of history. And that what I discovered was there's this unusual story about this one red car that originated in the East Bay, and then was transferred to, what I'm trying to remember the name, was it the military, some mission that then, you know, a maritime commission. I'm sorry, I couldn't remember.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then it was sold to the Pacific Electric, Park,
P&G.
Was that
it was
Pacific Electric. It was railroad.
Oh yeah, I went to PG&E. That was our electric bill. That I'm remembering back living in California. So PG&E was my thing. What am I thinking? So yeah, the Pacific Electric Railway.
Well, both of them have Pacific Electric. It's just one's a railroad, and so they were using it for transferring people from downtown to Torrance to San Pedro, but it went through Torrance, and they the car was in a collision right after they got it. And so this gentleman, I think that's how the part that Wilson Park is named, bought that red car for $50 and made it into his home for many years. And, you know, he made it into a 2-bedroom home. So you've got
Way.
Yeah. And he had, I forget how many, I think there are 4 of them living in it as I read the story. And I found it really fascinating. He put shingles on it, added a porch, did all sorts of things to it, make it his home.
And so many people are doing that kind of thing now with like tiny homes and stuff like that. It's like fascinating. And have you been to Encinitas where there's the boathouses?
Nope.
There's 2 houses that people live in boats in Encinitas. It's San Diego County, North San Diego, on Highway 101. There are 2 boats, and I can't remember the story of that either, but people are living in these historic boats on, like, right next to each other, like an apartment. So I love this, that people, some guy just decides, I'm making this into a home. And he's preserving history, and it's kind of like interpretive in a way. Should be a bed and breakfast. Where is it now?
Now it's kind of in bad condition from what I understand, but the Torrance Historical Society bought it for $1.
Oh, that's cool.
And I think they had to do something, that there had to be a purchase amount of money. And they took off the roof. They found the car.
Went to the integrity of the car. Yeah.
The integrity of the car. But then it got vandalized and things. And so they haven't had, it takes a lot of money to restore it.
Hey, everybody with big pockets, just saying, save the red car. I need a new home. I don't,
but it's still there in part of Wilson Park, which they designate, I have to look it up. They designate it as the, you got to find it.
I love this.
It stands what is called the Southern California Live Steamers Miniature Railroad. So it's sitting there.
Wow. Wow. And so then there's also, so we've got the red cars. So that history, but there's also, Louis Zamperini, that was an Olympic track star from 1936 and World War II veteran.
Right.
And so he's also part of the history of the community and part of the historical
and he
society.
He was the movie,
Unbroken.
Unbroken. And is based on his life. And he was held by the Japanese during World War II. Because his plane went
That's
down.
Not fun. That is not,
so
we all know.
They've got the mural of him, and then the Historical Society has a lot of his memorabilia.
When you travel, as a photographer and writer, do you go to a lot of the museums and kind of start delving into these stories? I mean, it seems like you got taken by the red cars. I love that there's a brewery, but it seems like, getting to the backbone of what started this community is kind of important for us as travelers.
I kind of like that. I think I always believe every city has something, whether it be murals, sculptures, or I mean, I was just
Well,
down
you're an artist, so you go right to the art, don't you,
in,
too?
not necessarily like when I was in Carlsbad, it's water. It's all
That's
around
right.
water. And I thought that was fascinating. And when I get to that article that I'm going to write, I'm going to.
Carl, just down the road is Encinitas.
I know.
You
And
gotta go to the boathouses.
so, every city has something. So, yes, the red car had a big influence there. Usually I find it is art, but sometimes it's something else, and you never know till you get to a place, what it is and start talking to people.
Is that's the truth? You can do, as being, the president of IFTWA, the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. You've been, a member for years and travel writer, and you have your media trips and you do your research before you go. You have your itinerary, and sometimes it's even changing as you get there, right? As we all know, that happens. And because we're all humans. So when you get there, no matter what, it changes. As soon as you land your feet in a place, what you think you're going to cover, you have your ideas, you tell the destination, hey, I want to cover this, and you get there and go, hey, I have this story. This is something for me.
That is so true. I was just in New Brunswick, and during the trip, I realized I was there to write about wine. And the tide, okay, here's an example that is not art. The tides play a big part in New Brunswick. And so I wrote a whole, I wrote my editor that I was supposed to write the article. I said, my article's morphed. It's a little different now, because that happens. You can get an assignment and then something else really inspires you and you want to
Do it. You want to
do
follow
it.
the.
And you should, you, it's, your writing is going to be better if you're able to do something like that, where, what I call it is it wows you and it just,
Got to follow the breadcrumbs, as they say. Like Hansel and Gretel had their little breadcrumbs to take them home, but you got to
Exactly.
follow the breadcrumbs. It's true. Look at the Google that. It's really cool. It's a cool premise about success and following that passion. And I think in the creative arts, which travel writing, I believe, is in the creative arts, even though you're telling something, travel writing has morphed through the years. It used to be you couldn't talk about your personal vibe on it. It had to be like a guide, which isn't very romantic. And
No,
I don't mean romance as a, lovers and whatever, but hey, a little bit of that's fun too on travel.
but it's the romance of the place, not like a lover. And I can give a perfect example is I did a couple of years ago, and I think I did part of it on your show. I did, I think, a Royal Grande. And a part of it was I went there because my father had a ranch there. And so we were kind of comparing it from the 90s to then. And I was with a colleague, and everywhere we go, there was some, and it wasn't on purpose, there was some connection. And that helps the romance of a story, that kind of connection, whether it be art, wine,
See why
health.
we're the blend? Do you understand why we're the blend? Because it's all connected.
Yes.
It's like it is, and it always goes back to travel, because even if you're time traveling from your computer, go for it, man. But the history tells the story of everything. You have to go to the, I think you have to go to the past to tell the story of now.
Absolutely.
I really do. And I think you do that in your writing.
I do it a lot in my writing because I like to know the background of why is it the way it, why is a place the way it is today? Or at least you have a foundation. And that's, it's, it kind of goes along with how I view art. When you're learning to draw, you have to go back to the classics before you can, draw abstract. You have to understand.
As a musician, I had to do all those damn scales over and over again.
Yeah.
And then I was allowed
to
break into rock
music.
And roll.
Yeah.
I could do rock and roll after that and say, screw this. I'm doing that.
Right.
You have to learn the rules so you can break them, right? And there's a famous quote, and I can't remember who said that, but someone did. So thank you, whoever that was. I can't remember who they were, but good for you. But going to the red car, I want to go back to the red car story, because now fast forward to the future, this red car is going back and forth, transporting people. And I think I love that you bring in World War II history for LA, because it's huge. I think Southern California, actually want to do a whole bunch on it, because our family has history, World War II history there, and it's weird. It's really weird. And as a real estate person, I want to ask you some questions, but off air, crazy stuff, like really
well,
crazy
no, and
stories.
like I live right next door to the West LA VA.
Yeah.
And you even go to the cemetery and you'll laugh. There are dogs
Cool.
buried there.
Yeah,
You know,
well, we did the folder dog story, remember? Was it last year or the year
And
before?
you just don't, there's a lot of, and I, some of the air museums, they've got, I mean, I can't remember which company, but they covered, they created this so that in case they were being spied on, they didn't know that, airplanes were being built underneath it. I think it was McDonnell, well, whatever it was then, it's now McDonnell Douglas. But, the Santa Monica Air Museum, it has a whole thing on it. It's fascinating. You know,
and it's
I didn't.
Wild, because the whole coastline has all this nuclear history too. And it I mean, just like looking out and, it was a couple years ago. Oh, I don't know when. A year ago, 2 years ago, where we've been, and we were driving up to go to Oregon. We're about to do it again. And we went through Crescent City, which I've been to before. And you're used to all the tsunami history that they have. And then I went, we document parks and doing a community park, and they have all this World War II history. And I forgot about, like, we're still always looking at what happened at Normandy Beach and things like that, right? Which is absolutely important and crazy. That's a crazy story. But I forgot, like, the Pacific coastline of what they do and have done in regards to the Pacific coastline, how big it was. I mean, obviously Hawaii and things like that, the Pacific, we have all of, Pearl Harbor and all of that. But I was at Crescent City, and here's a piece of a submarine that just floated back in the water that's in this community park of history. And I went to, and I still get chills thinking and photograph, and I'm like, what is the history behind this submarine, this one piece of submarine that floated, and here they are, and they have a plaque and everything. Now you know you want to go down a rabbit hole, right? So the Pacific coastline, and I think people forget that about Los Angeles. It's always Hollywood stars and la, 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 Disneyland and everything, which is great. But the World War II history in California is huge. It's massive.
Yes, it is. I mean,
and that time frame.
And we've got a lot of, all up and down the coast, you've got a lot of military bases.
Mm-hmm.
And, so.
Yeah, young military guys going off and girls staying home at the beach. It was like an interesting thing. Top Gun House in Oceanside. Anyway, I want to go back to the red car and the brewery, because the red car, here's this history. And then you have a brewery of today. And weren't the owners, they met in a brewery? Did I read that right?
They originally met at a beer bar.
Okay. Well, that's close enough.
And he was a brewmaster. He started at home with a home kit beer.
Oh,
maker.
Yeah. That's what they always do. Yeah. Normally. Yeah.
And then it became a big, it expanded, and he became a brewmaster. And then they decided, it was time to open their own place. She was in the fashion industry. And
oh, wow. Okay. So, that makes sense in Torrance, right? Too.
And then she actually then, the both of them then decided to start their own place. It took them a while. But they found this historic building, and then I think they must have known the story of the red car and its importance to Torrance, and they decided to call it the Red Car Brewery.
Do they make red beer? That's important.
Not when I was there.
I'm going to have to go knock on their door. Because
actually,
Amber's, they need to have
I am
some
not
Amber.
a beer drinker,
Yeah.
and I tasted a couple of them, and they were very good.
Oh,
And
that's cool.
actually, one of their beers,
They
when
have
they
to have an
start out,
Amber
is
in there. They
sold,
need to do.
is one that they do for USC, used to do for the games at
Oh,
USC.
USC. Yay, USC marching band.
So,
Sorry.
they've had, I've tasted a couple of them, and they were, very good. And
Can you
they,
eat there?
yes. And the food is actually really, really good. And it's more than what you expect at a brewery. So I would say it's gourmet pub, group brew pub.
Nice,
And it's,
nice.
they've got more interest, a more diverse menu than you
That's
would
cool.
find at most places. And I got to tell you, that salmon I had was to die for. One of the best salmons I've had with this, the way they did it was just wonderful.
Oh, well, good. Well, this is good. So, good brewery, good history, community planning. I mean, this is quite a story. Shopping's in there. You got food, you got beer. What more do you want? Oh, parks, beach, tree houses,
And then
and
you've got, once a
accessible.
month, you've got that antique, they have their antique market once a month.
That is awesome too. That is, I'm liking this. I'm liking this. So discovertorrance.com. Again, Corey's link to her article is up in the show notes, and just go to blendradioandtv.com. But I do want to transfer over to talk a little bit about IFTWA, the International Food Wine Travel Writers Association. I followed you guys through this cruise. I'm like, girls and boys are having way too much fun.
Was a good cruise. It was a really a
That
good,
looked like
we had
one
a
of those
lot of
most
fun.
epic conference, like a fun conference, but still informational and networking and all of that important business stuff. But it
Right.
looked like
And
a lot of fun.
we actually made sure we had a lot of interesting media trips that I think everybody really enjoyed, where they got to visit,
It was kind of neat because people had media trips, like where you stopped at ports, right? San Francisco. And then I saw like Stacy Wittig, travel writer Stacy. She's been on our show for, years and board member now, right? And she's off meeting people from her journey of walking the Camino, and I'm like, what? And so she did, it's interesting how people are able to change things up a little bit and then use things like City Pass to go to attractions in San Francisco, things like that. That I thought was really
Right. And
cool.
then we had a day down in one of the ABAs, Suisun Valley, and then we had Concord, California, and then the San Francisco Peninsula had I went on one of those, and it was fab. One of their media trip was fabulous.
So it
I
started in
brought home
Vancouver,
some
right?
pumpkins. Some of my pumpkins
Oh.
I'm using for the season are from
You
there.
brought pumpkins on board a ship home. Like, seriously?
Don't tell
Uh-oh.
anybody.
I was gonna say, are you allowed to bring produce? I don't
Well,
know.
remember, it was in California.
Oh,
California,
okay.
California.
So that's not, oh, so it's not like, but you started in Vancouver.
Yeah, but I didn't get the pumpkins till I was in California.
Okay, so good girl. That's okay. You're allowed to do that. You're allowed
It's
to do
ours,
that.
it's a little secret.
Oh yeah. That's real little now. But but
I know, I'm
that's cool.
teasing.
But that's cool. But it's cool. But I mean, that I love that you guys did this whole cruise and also had the 360, experience, that dining experience. Did you enjoy that? That whole,
I did
that's
that
amazing.
last January, because I did it. They offered some media trips with a few media, and I didn't do it this time because I wanted to give
Yes.
space to other people. But yes, it's an interesting. I wrote an article on it, and it's kind of like the Van Gogh immersion, but for all five senses.
It's
And
amazing.
that's the way I described it, because it reminded, I think there's one for Monet now, and they keep adding more to them.
Frida
I just
Kahlo.
heard somewhere there's going to be a Mucha one, and but it's going
That's
to a
awesome.
smaller city. But yeah, it's that kind of feel, but with all five senses.
Nice. So, are you allowed to tell us what's happening next year? I mean, you're the
Yes,
president.
I can, and I figured we would. IFTWA is going to have their conference in the Finger Lakes in Corning.
Oh
It'll
my, that's
be,
awesome. And
I
so
know, I'm
Steuben
very
County is going to be
excited.
part of that, right? Steuben County and all of
Yes,
the,
all
everyone's going to be
student account,
involved.
yes. And we don't have all, it's just, we're just in the beginning process. Obviously, we've signed up for it, and that's all set. But yeah, we don't, we hope, I'm working with like Visit Rochester. Hopefully we'll get something, but it's, and the neighboring communities, it'll have, like it should, food, wine, and
Wine.
travel.
I think a lot of wine, but
And
like that area is beautiful.
I'm looking forward to the glass,
Yeah, Corning glass is a
the Corning Glass Museum. I'm really excited to see that. And just today, I think we
waterfalls.
finalized our logo for the conference. I'm very excited about
Oh,
it.
that's cool. Because
Yeah.
we've had Steuben discover Steuben County on the show. Dave has been on, and
Yeah.
we it's been a couple times, and we were there and we saw the signs. We were upstate New York near Seneca Falls, and it is gorgeous. And
I've
then the
never
Erie
been,
Canal,
so.
the water, and I just, because we almost ended up downtown New York City by accident, and I had to pull the car over, and like, we are so screwed. I'm not gonna just suddenly drive into New York City not prepared. And we've got ourselves back on track. We were coming from Connecticut and going to Michigan, and oh my gosh, I mean, upstate New York, and I think a lot of people forget that upstate New York is different than New York City, and it is gorgeous, 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 beautiful, insanely amazing. And I was talking to David, I was like, oh my gosh, we saw the signs for Corning and the glassware and all this, and we're like, we had to get to Michigan by a certain time, and I'm like, where, I want to stop, I want to go, because Steuben is, I mean, wine, like you're saying, amazing wines. It's all part of the Finger Lakes, the glassware, the art, the food. Apparently, ice cream is a big deal. So
I
remember
didn't
the
know.
ice cream. I'm
But
just
they
saying.
also, aeronautics, there's an airplane museum there
Oh,
too.
cool. Well, you're going there. You
There
did the
was the
red
guy, I
car.
think it's called, I can't remember the name of it, but they were more around the time of the Wright brothers, and they did something. So it's, there's, flying is a big thing that for them too. So I'm anxious because that kind of stuff interests me. And after we just talked about World War II, that's kind
I
of goes
know, I know. I'm
along with
going, you're
that.
going from red cars to this, but then you're also like up at the top by Canada, right? You got to think you're at the top of the country, and it's cool because we were in Erie, Pennsylvania. Buffalo, New York was not far. And people were like people saw we were there on Instagram, come over. And I'm like, we can't. You want to be, you know how it is when you travel. People are like, I'm here, I'm here. I'm like, I can't. We're doing this over here. But you could see Canada. You could like just down the road through a few more vineyards, we would have gotten to New York State. But that whole area is interesting history in regards to the War of 1812, the Battle of 1812, World War II too. So yeah, you're gonna have a good time. Oh,
Looking forward to, and I've always wanted to go there because of my, my wine background. I've always wanted
the
to
Finger
visit.
Lakes wines are amazing.
So
You
I'm
can't.
very excited about it.
Oh, so everyone, ifwtwa.org is a website. So I encourage you to become a member, whether you're a travel writer, photographer, an author, destinations, right? So can you explain for people the associate members? That's something too for CVBs, destination DMOs, and even if tour guides and people like that should be part of it.
Yes, it definitely. We're always looking for destinations and work with them, and we try to provide, a lot of special benefits for our what we call our associate members, which are the DMOs, CVBs, and tour guides or those kind of things.
It's been so great the last, you're seeing so many new members come on board and globally too, which is really exciting to see. You're an international, international organization, but you really are international, obviously based in the States, but you are international, and that's exciting,
Yes,
Very exciting.
we've got a nice, strong Canadian group as well as abroad. When I say abroad, I mean across
Across
the
the
pond
pond.
or
Yeah.
yeah.
That's awesome. That's awesome. Well, thank you so much, Corey. It's always a pleasure having you on the show. Everyone, again, discovertorrance.com is the website for Torrance, California. And also Corey's article, the link is in the show notes. It's up on blendradio.com. If you go to that site and just type in Torrance, because anybody could be listening to this a year from now, just type in Torrance in the search bar and you'll find it. I think you've written the only article on Torrance that we've covered. So there you go. You own Torrance on our site. So there you go. But
Okay.
thank you so much. Always fun to have you and happy travels. Where's the next place you're going?
Probably up to Solvang, that area. That's
Beautiful.
hopefully in December, and then off to, I'm working on one for maybe Paso, and then definitely have one for I have a group in LA called LA Wine Writers, and we're going up to the Umpqua Valley in
Oh,
Oregon.
nice. Beautiful. That's beautiful up there. Awesome. You're going to have a good time. Well,
Yep.
you take care and happy sipping, but don't drive after that. I know you know better.
I know
So
better than that.
always good to chat with you. Everyone, you can keep up with Corey at thewrittenpalette.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you for listening to Big Blend Radio's Food, Wine, and Travel Show, featuring members of the International Food, Wine, Travel Writers Association. We encourage you to visit their website. We say IFTWA, which is IFWTWA.org. You can also follow us at bigblendradio.com. Happy travels, everyone!